Hi, this is Tech Coffee for the 28th of July, and here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. EU countries must take urgent action to diversify their 5G suppliers, the European Commission said on Friday, a move set to shrink Huawei's presence in Europe as the United States pressured the bloc to follow Britain and ban the Chinese company from 5G networks. EU officials said phasing out high-risk suppliers and additional costs will not derail the rollout of 5G across the bloc, and that Ericsson and Nokia will be able to cope with the demand. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation has sent an alert on Thursday warning U.S. companies about backdoor malware that is silently being installed on the networks of foreign companies operating in China via government-mandated tax software. The backdoors allow threat actors to execute unauthorized code, infiltrate networks, and steal proprietary data from branches operating in China. The U.S. Army has dealt with sustained backlash over the past few weeks against its recruitment-oriented Twitch channel, which has banned viewers for asking about war crimes and hosted supposed giveaways that just dumped people out onto a recruitment page, which the Army has since claimed did enter viewers into a competition through other means, but which Twitch nonetheless forced it to stop running. Now, in response to this, it looks like the Army is putting a halt to all Twitch activity at least, for the time being. U.S. senators will convene tomorrow to discuss and propose reforms to Section 230, which has granted broad protections to tech cos from being held accountable for what their users post. The law, which declares that forum operators are not publishers, has drawn much controversy across party lines, amid growing calls for tech platforms to moderate objectionable posts or hate speech on their platforms. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at onthismedia.com.